The first year of an administration can bring sweeping changes in workforce and other policies, but inspectors general overseeing agencies say that for them, it's business as usual. At least the IGs at Defense, State, and the General Services Administration say so. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, oversight goes on regardless of who the president coming in is. What else do they say?
Yes, just like sands of time. Oversight really doesn't change that much. Now, you've got congressional oversight, which could very well go up or down depending on who's in charge. But when it comes to agency oversight at the IG level, that stays relatively the same. And that's because inspectors general are supposed to be nonpartisan, so it doesn't really matter who's in charge. I recently heard Defense Department Inspector General Glenn Fine talk on this issue, and he says for his office and other agency offices, it's just, like you said, business as usual.
I don't see it as dramatically different, and we will, I'm sure, get requests, additional requests, but we get them at all times. And somebody asked me the other day when I was giving a speech, well, is it going to change now, you know, with one party controlling the presidency in the Congress? I don't believe so. I believe that we are nonpartisan, we're independent, and we're going to be doing what we're doing in the same way we're doing it, regardless of the political changes. And in fact, that's what I tell our folks and the IG community, that it is important for us not to be aligned with one side or the other, not to try and even maneuver it in that way, that we are objective, we're nonpartisan, we'll continue to do what we're doing.
That was Glenn Fine, IG for the Defense Department. And he said, really, an IG's work depends on the department. You might have a really busy year one year for a certain department, like he did when he worked at the Justice Department from 2000 to 2011. And I should say Fine is also the chairman of the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency's Presidential Transition Working Group, so he's really invested in this. And going back to oversight in general, early this month, Molly Reynolds, a governance studies fellow at the Brookings Institution, told my colleague Nicole Grisco that Congress typically holds fewer oversight investigative hearings under unified legislative and executive branches, which is what we'll have come January.
Yeah, less of that stone throwing, I guess. And So what did some of the other IGs have to say?
Steve Linick, he's the State Department's IG, said this will be his first transition, and what he's anticipating is a really big job of the education.
I guess the one thing that I would say is that it's the education of the new team is going to be daunting because, you know, I've spent a lot of time trying to educate folks at the State Department what our role is, and we often find that a lot of people don't really understand our role, and having to sort of go through that again with new folks is going to be a challenge and something that's going to take time.
That's something Glenn Fine said he's also had to deal with, because the IG office is kind of like an institutional memory for an agency. IG offices know where the agency issues are, where top management challenges lie. They know what the important work is that's going to be ongoing and what they're going to face down the road.
And I guess Government Accountability Office also provides that kind of backup with their list of troubled programs year after year. A lot of parallel work, I guess, done by GAO and the IGs from time to time. Meredith, did they have any recommendations to keep things smooth, despite the fact that it's kind of business as usual?
Yes, they did, actually. Specifically for the procurement industry, the big takeaway was providing access during audits that can help not only speed them up, but also kind of avoids auditors digging around any further because they aren't getting the documents or access to the individuals that they need, so they're just going to start sniffing around elsewhere. Here's GSA Inspector General Carol Ochoa.
If the auditors start sniffing that there's something behind a delay that may be other than just trying to get documents together, that can lead to recommendations, for example, not to award the contract or not to extend the contract. It can lead to tips to our investigations office. It can lead down roads that you really don't want to go.
Linick said his office has also had access problems, especially with non-disparagement agreements between contractors and their employees. And Glenn Fine from DOD said his agency is making an effort to include contractors more actually in their reports. They're doing this by asking for contractor input when one of their audits has to do with a specific business. And while the contractor doesn't have to offer input, you know, he said the hope is that we get them involved if we are going to be talking about them. His office is also going to be making about 10% of its reports in the future on follow-up reviews to make sure management is taking action on their recommendations.
I guess inspector generals in some ways are also like the GAO in that they issue recommendations, but they don't always know whether they get done. GAO does a lot of follow-up. Do IGs tend to do that follow-up type of year-after-year study?
Well, that's what Fine was talking about. He said, you know, we can't force an agency to do something, but we can just offer recommendations. And a lot of times we put out these, you know, audits and reports and recommendations and then never follow up on them because then they're focused on doing something else. And so that's why Fine said, at least with DOD, they're going to be working on making at least 10% of their reports follow-up reports to see, okay, have you followed our recommendations? Are you improving on anything? You know, to kind of maintain that accountability as well as, you know, for their own records, go, okay, let's go back and check and see, are these recommendations working? Was anybody paying attention to us?
But to really force the issue, that takes the secretary or the deputy secretary.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they'll have lots of news for them when they finally arrive for the Trump administration. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
And later this week, Meredith will be reporting on hearings regarding misconduct at the Agriculture Department. You can find this and all of the coverage at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.